in a world of mindless movie cliches. One podcast fights back. Critics are calling it profound, epic, free. Prepare to revisit your video cassette memories of the 1980s and 90s. Behold, it's VHS Rewind.
Hello, this is Mark, your host, and I have a very special episode for you guys this time around. Chris and I used to have a podcast called Foo Yuck, which was a joke based upon a wine in a 007 film. So, being that we kind of retired those episodes, we didn't want them to go to total waste, being that we did cover a number of very interesting topics, one of which is the classic 1984 comedy, Night Patrol, starring one Linda Blair, directed by Jackie Kong. A couple of other people who were in this film were the unknown comic, Pat Paulson, Billy Barty, and J.P. Morgan. So just sit back and check out an episode of Foo Yuck, which unfortunately just never really matured into what this podcast has become. Well, anyway, I hope you enjoy it.
Trained at the police academy. They were toughened on the streets of L.A. And now they're ready for Night Patrol.
All right, you guys, prepare for inspection.
All right, officers. I want to clean up this city. Officer 7 and 9, take the Hollywood area.
Yes.
Now, this is the toughest part of town.
Officers 2 and 6.
Yes, sir.
Chinatown.
Yes, sir.
We've got you completely surrounded.
And officers 4 and 1. All right, you guys take the park.
Ooh, that means we get to wear our dress.
There's romance. Danger.
Ever call me dumb?
Heroism.
Your weapon.
Oh, my God, he's got a kid.
Oh, you shot the kid.
And there's plenty of sexy girls. Plus, it's educational.
What's a boner?
The long arm of the law has never reached this low. Night Patrol. Civil servants doing what they do best. Night Patrol.
This is a dirty knife. I
can't see.
Night Patrol.
Oh, Kent, I think I killed an innocent bystander.
All right. Now calm down. Just tell us what happened.
Just take it easy. No need for that. Oh, okay. God.
He must have gotten away with over $2,000. Tuesday night's our big night with choir practice next door.
Any danger? Hey, write this down, Melvin.
Oh, that's no problem. He was wearing a tan jacket, brown pants, and judo shoes.
Any distinguishing features like a tattoo, mustache,
zit, cold sore?
Oh yeah. There was one more thing. He was wearing a bag over his head.
Bag over his head.
Yeah. Except he had two holes for his eyes and one hole for his mouth. And he kept telling jokes.
Well, jokes? Well, what kind of jokes?
How do you get a witch pregnant?
Oh, I don't know. How do you make a witch pregnant?
You fucker.
I don't. That's not funny.
I know.
Hello, you are listening to episode 3 of Foo Yuck. My name is Mark Giacomo. And I'm on Skype tonight talking to Christopher Hassler. Hello. Good evening, Christopher.
good evening, almost good morning. It's really late.
Yeah, it's really late for us. I think we've had a tough week. You completely dissed me.
I could use the word diss. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that.
It's totally fine.
I was closing the pool. It was out of control. Everything was breaking.
Now, when you say you're closing the pool, you have a pool.
Yes.
And wait, what does that sound? Do you hear like?
And now it's closed.
Yoki, calm it down, my dog. We have a hardwood floors up here, and he just walks around. Do you hear like the ticking floors
in the attic?
It's like a fake. Well, it's not fake. It's I didn't put it in. It's the people awesome. The people we bought the house from. They finished the attic, and it's like completely a finished attic, and that's my office. But yeah, it's hardwood floors up here, and I don't know. It's kind of cool, except when the dog's walking around. It's like tick tick tick. It's like a tap dance Maltese. Name Yoki. It sounds like he's found a place to sleep. All right, so. Yeah, that's totally fine. It happens. I get trapped.
I get trapped in the beds with the kids.
Yeah,
and if I get up, she screams. She says, "Don't leave." She cries. It's
a part of parenthood.
It's a nightmare.
But regardless, it is late, so I say we just get into it. This wonderful film that you had me spend.
How long was this movie? I was thinking about this. I was like, I started watching it, and I realized that my feelings for this movie. The movie, by the way, is the classic Night Patrol
with the great Linda Blair,
Linda Langston in the unknown comic.
Mm-hmm.
In I think his only starring role,
Andrew Dice,
the Dice Man makes an early. Brief appearance, but he is funny. He's really.
I thought he was pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I don't mind Andrew Dice Clay personally. He's not exactly my kind of humor, but I thought he was exactly what he should have been in this. It was not a star role.
Dice is in the new Woody Allen movie, and he's getting good reviews.
Really
amazing.
Yeah, of course. That's my bad impression.
Get the fuck out of here.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Tickety riggity duck. I don't know. I was never an Andrew Dice Clay fan.
Adventures of Ford Fairlane? That's coming. That's on the roadmap for the show, you know.
I mean, I've seen it. I enjoyed it, actually. And I guess I'll enjoy it again. I don't know if I'm going to enjoy it as much as I enjoyed Night Patrol.
Right. So I was actually really worried because I know I can't separate my feelings for this movie from the memories that come from, my original viewings of it with, whether it was in college or mm-hmm. friends in the neighborhood.
Right, it's a nostalgic thing.
The opening scene for just a brief second, like the opening 10 minutes is this opening. It's a barrage of – it sets the tone for the movie. It's a barrage of psych gags and jokes and vulgar jokes. And I was like, oh, I wasn't sure how it was going to play. And I was like, oh, shit, I made him watch this.
Yeah, I had to watch it in two parts.
but then it all came right back and I was laughing. I was laughing my ass off.
Well, let me just ask you, with the first scene with when he pulls over the guy in the Cadillac and he has a straitjacket on and he's speaking French.
You knock something over. Are you crazy? And he gets out and he's wearing a straitjacket. Come on. This is right out of like Jerry Lewis.
He comes out of the car, he's speaking French and there's American, his English subtitles, English subtitles. Is that in sync, or is it intentionally out of sync, or was it the copy I was watching?
It's intentionally out of sync. I mean, this is a joke that comes up later, too, for some reason, where...
Now, I watched this on YouTube for free, the entire unedited, uncensored movie.
Okay, you're sure it was uncut?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
And I even compared it to the length of the... of the movie. It had the full credits. It had everything.
Okay. Okay.
And yeah, I thought that was a little bit weird. You know, sometimes YouTube can be out of sync. And I found that opening scene painful. And I thought that the weird French like overdub, it was just kind of strange. But okay. I loved, even right now, the opening song was
the
really good.
The title song is like one of those, it's repeated so often and it gets into your skull and stays.
No, right away I really liked it. It has a really good guitar sound. I don't know what it would be called except for maybe the theme song. You know the words.
I think the actual title is LAPD.
Okay.
And it's funny. If you, I'm gonna put the lyrics up on the show notes page. But if you read the lyrics, if you listen to the song, and just separate the lyrics out from what's happening on the screen for a second, the song is actually critical of the LAPD. It's saying you're not my friend and.
LAPD. It's like a ska type of song. It's a very interesting song.
And when you take the song and you put it up against like the antics of this movie, it changes the tone of the song, I guess, and it becomes, you know, it's not a critique of the LAPD. So it's just very strange.
Like, they also played the song like 8 times throughout the movie.
A gazillion times. And that not only that one refrain, LAPD.
Yeah, and it's like one little guitar riff that they loop over and over again.
But I love that song. I love that song.
All right. Moving on.
So the movie doesn't grow on you? It didn't grow on you? That opening scene sets...
No. It grew on me. I found a few things to like about the movie. I didn't know what was going on. Like, I'm just watching it, and I know I'm talking about it as though I have no sense of humor. People who love this movie love it. I think then other people just think it's complete garbage, it's rubbish. I mean, at the time, you had, that came out right before this, was Police Academy. I think there were a number of other, I think there was that Leslie Nielsen TV show.
What, Police Squad?
Yeah, Police Squad, which I think was 83.
Right.
And so there were, you know, it had this kind of, there was like this big old group of police movies and stuff. There was another one. There was another comedy with police. Sledgehammer. I don't know if you remember that.
I've heard of that. I've actually never seen that.
Oh, really? It's worth. I watched it as a kid, and I actually watched it a couple years ago. It wasn't bad. It was very campy and very funny. And I'm sorry.
Even the Police Academy flicks, I haven't seen the early, I assume, better ones. I have seen Mission to Moscow, and
no, I don't. The first one it was very good.
Seven.
The first one was very good, and then they started just. Having, it was just awful. I just got really bad.
Look, I got to tell you, Police Academy 4 is on the roadmap for the show.
I think that might have been the last one I saw in the theater.
Ouch.
But yeah, the entire Night Patrol reminded me of a really big Benny Hill skit. Now, because it had so much physical humor. And it had so much.
It had physical humor and word humor.
But it was very expressioned. Like, a lot of very extreme facial expressions, a lot of extreme movement, a lot of extreme comedy and physical comedy.
Yeah, I mean, it's very broad. I give you that. It's
you would never have this movie today.
You know what was really refreshing about this? Seeing it today. It's so un-PC.
No, oh, totally, man.
I mean, there's you know, unfortunately, you know, some a lot of gay jokes. You know, a lot of
the gay of guys jokes. Were so beyond stereotypical.
You know, and I don't mean to laugh at those jokes, but I mean just the way they came off in the movie. You know, I know that it's, you know, yeah, the gay stereotypes, and you know, they get to. patrol the park and oh, we can wear dresses.
Yeah, it was so over the top. Like, no, there's not one homosexual person out there that acts like this. None. And it's just, it's so over the top stereotypical for 1984.
Right. And today, though, like I say, with today's movies being so, so PC, mm-hmm. it was just a refreshing, it was refreshing to see this comedy again because it's so, it lets go. I mean, nobody is spared. It's not just that gays are being made fun of. I mean, everybody's being made fun of.
Well, so the whole LAPD is
opportunity offender. So I think it cancels itself out. And I think the intent behind it is just to throw every kind of joke at you. And well, and you have to respect that. You know, it's kind of like Airplane, but a even lower brow Airplane.
Right. It's definitely cheaper joke. Airplane, if you can imagine. Actually, you don't have to imagine. Just watch Night Patrol. but, you know, I mean, this whole thing riffs on the LAPD as a bunch of bumbling morons. It's being run by a dwarf.
Let's go through the
little
cast.
Person.
Our main Night Patrol guys are Murray Langston, mm-hmm. who is the unknown comic. We'll get into that as the plot progresses. There's what's his name? Pat Paulson. I know he was like a comedian from my parents' time.
Yeah, you know, he was a little bit older than I expected in this. He was, I think, in his mid-40s.
And again, it's a credit to the joke's humor that, you know, he's always getting the hot young chicks, you know? So, I mean, that's the level of humor here.
Yeah, and I mean, you have Linda Blair.
Linda Blair is in it, who, you know, she acquits herself fine, I guess.
Now, was this the year she posed in Playboy?
I have no idea. She posed in Playboy? I know she has been naked in at least half of her movies.
She has a very revealing spread in Italian Playboy.
Really?
Yes, and I'm about to send you the link right now.
As we speak. did you notice at the end of this movie, there's kind of like, there's a boob shot.
There's a single boob shot. I thought that was very strange. But, I mean, she was a relatively high caliber actress, right?
High caliber?
She was the number one star in this movie. She was the Exorcist girl, you know? But well,
the credit to the movie about why she's. Did you get what her character's name was? It was.
What was it?
Herman.
Oh, jeez. Now, I'm sending you a link to it. It's from horrorunlimitedblogspot.com.
Wait, how's it coming? Through Skype?
Yeah, I'm going to send it via Skype, a link. Now, the thing that's funny is I found this a few days ago. And I'm reading the guy, you know, the guy wrote up this whole thing about Linda Blair. It's actually a very well written piece. And on the bottom, I'm like, he lists all of her movies and television work and everything, and he totally left out this movie.
Oh, buzzing!
So I posted. I say you forgot to add a role as Sue in Night Patrol, and he responded, and saying that he does remember the film quite well, Greg. Pedalaudis, actually. I'll send him a link to the podcast. But yeah, definitely check out his blog. I don't know, did you get it? It's a pretty cool, I mean, outside of just this article, it's a pretty good blog.
So let me ask you, Linda Blair, hot or not?
I can't get past her being in the Exorcist. She looks like a little girl to me, and it's like, she's got like a kind of a doughy little girl face. So I just think it's strange. So not hot.
I can see what you're saying.
You know, it's not ugly or anything, but it's hard to explain.
So right. So Linda Blair is kind of, she likes Murray Langston, and that romance will bloom as the movie goes on.
Right.
Hold on. Let me bookmark this page. And,
by the way, it's not safe for work. it's the full spread from...
We.
From We? Is it We?
We Magazine?
I thought it was Playboy.
Actually, if you notice the video box cover, like Linda Blair's first, Pat Paulson is second.
Yeah, because Linda Blair was the number one. Yeah, it's come on.
J.P. Morgan?
I think Pat Morita should have been number one. And Billy Barty? Come on, that guy's a star.
All right, Billy Barty was the funniest thing in this movie.
He was the only, he had the ongoing thing where it's like, you calling me a liar? And I thought that was very funny.
And he's always farting. I don't know if you heard those fart sounds, but...
No. I fell asleep in the middle of this movie.
So far I haven't heard you... You're not laughing at the memory of any of these...
Well, I just said to you, like, I think Billy Barty was funny.
Okay, I couldn't tell if you were...
No, I thought that the ongoing joke where, are you calling me a liar? Yeah. And then it's like... towards the end of the movie, he has a joke where, I mean, it's a very stupid joke, but I thought it was very funny. Hey, it's my birthday. Sir, you said your birthday was last week. Are you calling me a liar? Happy birthday. And it's like, if they don't do this, I guess he'll fire them. I'm not really sure what he'll do. So I thought that was kind of interesting. They fear him. He's always looking like through the blinds. Very strange. There was a little scene where the little girl was kicking the cop. I thought that was funny. The cockfight that was obvious and it was obvious but very funny.
Now, really, what did you expect was going to happen?
I honestly...
Did you really expect that visual?
You know, with this movie, I really didn't have any type of... I never heard of this movie. I didn't know what to expect as I was watching it.
Are you a Jerry Lewis fan?
I love Jerry Lewis, and that's probably the saving grace of this to me, is that I can appreciate physical humor.
Okay, all right. I just didn't know if again, this is not as smooth as... Jerry Shtick?
No. It's not even rehearsed. It's I know that you love this movie. This is something that, you know, is a very dear movie to your heart. I mean, I like a lot of movies that a lot of people would have a difficult time watching. And mostly TV shows. I'm more of a TV person. But, yeah, this was a difficult movie, but I think you understand why it's difficult.
I tell me why it's difficult. Because the humor is juvenile. Well,
I mean, I'll tell you exactly why. I don't like stand-up comics for the most part. It's very rare that I like a comic. I like maybe, I'm going to say, a total of 10 stand-up comics ever. And that's including people who are from like the 50s and 60s.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm talking like, we're talking like Red Fox. We're talking Bob Newhart. You know, Steve Martin, Eddie Murphy. There are some people who I think are great. And I think for the most part, like Bob Saget, I can't stomach.
He's terrible.
All right, but the thing is this movie was written by stand-up comics for stand-up comics to be in.
What do you think of the unknown comic?
But what do you think about what I just said? It's exactly what a bad comic. It's bad comedy. You know, it's...
I don't know, bad. You know, the comic...
I'm not saying... Maybe bad is being a bit rough on it.
Another man's poison.
Right. I mean, it's really out there. Have you ever, like, met any real comics, you know? Like, they're weird, and they're depressing. And there's a lot of things on here that are, that just remind me of comics. It's definitely, and even the whole thing is a vehicle to get comics, like stand-up comics in a movie.
Yeah, I think in the, there's a scene where,
Try not to laugh. Like, so, you're like cracking yourself up.
I forget why, but he's bringing somebody to prison. Murray is. Mm-hmm. Murray Langston's bringing somebody to prison, and he throws him in a cell with, I think there's two other guys in there, and they start talking about, like, I raped this 4-year-old girl, or I, whatever, killed this 84-year-old woman, or, you know, some sort of sexual perversion.
Actually, that was Faces of Death.
And then Murray says, well, since we're all letting it all hang out, when I was a kid, I used to go up on the hill and do it with a sheep. And they all say, oh, you're disgusting. Anyway, it was funny. But those guys, I think, are stand-up comics. I think there's one guy I definitely recognize as being a comic. But
right. I also didn't understand.
Stand-up comics from the 80s, so I don't remember back that far.
Actually, you know, it was very funny when the unknown comic robs the African-American thing. But he has a black paper bag on. Which I just think is so funny. Like, that was very funny, I thought. There's a certain amount of inside jokes going on throughout the entire movie. I'm sure of it. Like, if you were to sit down with Andrew Dice Clay and watch this, he could probably probably point out 1,000 things that you never noticed that he probably can't stop cracking up about.
Probably.
Because they're all inside jokes. And that's what I feel like. I feel like this movie was made by a bunch of friends. Friends on weekends, actually, because this film was... Do you know this film was only made on weekends?
I did not know that. Was it really?
Yeah, the film was only filmed on weekends when everybody had time to do it, and everyone worked on a deferred salary.
We should mention that the director is Jackie Kong, who is... She's directed another one of my favorite all-time great memory type movies,
which... Mm-hmm. What was that?
Just definitely on the roadmap for the show.
It's only called, if I can choose the next movie. I'm just kidding.
It's called The Being, and it's just got a great cast, and it's just this cheesy alien on the loose thing that's made just as cheaply as Night Patrol. But
Jackie Kong was actually in this movie.
Who was?
Jackie Kong performed a number of roles in the movie.
No, she didn't. No way.
According to Internet Movie Database, says Jackie Kong performed a number of roles in this movie. Oh, wow. No, I'm reading that and I'm being misleading. I'm leaving out the next sentence. It's just stating that she was a director, editor, co-writer, and co-producer.
Oh, buzzing. I think her kids in the beginning, the one who Murray's helping the kids across the street, and there's one kid who doesn't want to go, so he chases after her.
Right.
I think that's Jackie Kong's kid.
Oh, that's kind of interesting.
That's the only trivia I have.
Now, here's another. I found a little bit of a quick list of the movies that were out during that time. There was Police Academy, Moving Violations.
Moving Violations, yeah.
Combat High, which I've never heard of.
I am going to look for that right now.
And they just mentioned Police Academy sequels.
It was also Offbeat with Judge Reinhold, and
I like Judge. Well, I used to like Judge Reinhold. He doesn't do anything anymore.
Combat High is a TV movie.
Oh,
holy cow!
What?
George Clooney's in it.
Of course he is. He had a weekend off of Facts of Life or whatever that was.
Dope. Oh.
Do you remember that? You know,
a hill.
So yeah, there's not much about this movie on the internet.
It's really strange. I don't know why. Does no one else like this movie? I'm just surprised that there's no website devoted to it. I reached out. Oh my God, you're not going to believe this. Jamie Farr is in Combat High.
Oh, well,
as is Sean Hensley and Bernie Coppell and Richard Mall. Anyway, I'm sorry. So there's nothing on the internet about Night Patrol. I couldn't believe it. So I reached out to Jackie Kong via her Facebook site, and also Murray Langston via his Facebook site, and those fuckers didn't answer.
I mean, they're probably not even going on Facebook. I mean, it's It's difficult to get in touch with these people sometimes.
Marty posted on his Facebook site 2 hours after I sent him my message, and he did not respond whatsoever.
What's the name of the Janis Joplin song, Cry Baby? You know, I mean, it's a good shoot in the dark. You know, for instance, with Faces of Death, we got in touch with the director and his wife. But we don't, you know, you're not going to get in touch with everybody all the time. You just don't know what their real life is all about. The guy probably, last thing he wants to talk about is Night Patrol. Now, there's also, now you had the VHS version, right?
I had it a long time ago.
Now, from what I understand, the DVD version has a slight difference. In the introduction, it's been changed, where there was at one time a narration, and there is no longer a narration.
I don't remember.
There's also something along the lines of, it was Murray, right? Who's the cop? What's his name?
Murray Langston?
The main cop. Right. Yeah. Right. He sees a girl in the beginning and he says, nice ass. And they remove that line for whatever reason.
What?
Yes. Another thing, from what I understand, this is only from what I've read, is that there was a longer bed scene at the end with full frontal and with Linda Blair. And it's now this one little nothing, nip slip. There was also an outtake with Linda Blair at the end that was removed, supposedly. The Anchor Bay DVD runs 85 minutes, while the New World video runs 87 minutes. So that's those 2 minutes, I guess.
Wow.
Missing.
Well, now I have to go on the internet and put the full version.
Yeah, so look for the New World video.
I wonder which one you saw on YouTube, if that... Was that 85 or 87?
I believe it was 87. I'm not 100% sure, but I bet I can find out right now. Now, again, if we're talking you into this movie and you're like, I can't wait to see it because Mark loves this movie, go and go to YouTube, search for it. It's been up there for about a year, so I don't think they're going to pull it down. It's the full movie, and it was in HD. Not HD, but, you know, in at least DVD. Quality. So what gags do you think were worth kind of talking about in this?
Well, that was the thing I was thinking, like, before the show. I was like, wow, we don't really want to go through the jokes and, like, spoil them for people who haven't seen the movie, and yet, you know, I chuckle every time I, like, think of any of them. So so, like, the shootout that takes place kind of like towards the beginning, and the suspect grabs a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens there is, I bet you didn't expect what happened there.
I don't remember.
The kid.
I'm sorry. Oh, no, you know what? I have a note here saying that this shootout scene is absurd.
It's meant to be absurd.
Because they're shooting so much. I remember they were shooting like...
It was, and they're just like ridiculous. 5 feet away and they're missing. But
yeah,
then...
But it must be 300 rounds of bullets.
But the suspect grabs a kid who for some reason is skateboarding by. And the kid gets shot. And then the suspect and Murray get into a heated argument about... Hey, you made me shoot that kid. Hey, come on. Why'd you do that? and it just goes on a little bit. And I thought that was funny.
You know what scene I thought was probably the funniest in this entire movie?
All right. I got to hear this.
It literally made me laugh out loud. And it's an awful, you know, scene. I mean, awful thing, but it's the Pat Morita scene.
Right? Awesome.
For one, I love Pat Morita.
Of a voice overdub.
Right. And
you know, they did it French. They did it with that shootout scene guy who was saying, you know, he was speaking Japanese or Chinese and he go to a sushi place.
But we know what Pat Morita sounds like.
Right.
And when he opens up his mouth, it's a girl saying that he was raped.
He's kidding.
And it was like, what?
It's okay the first four times, but But after that,
and they're like, what? So that was, I thought that was very funny. When they got high in the movie, I thought, I thought that was a bit overboard. I thought it was, you know, when actors get high in movies, it's always 10 times reality. Like, nobody ever, it's like 3 hours later, they're still completely stoned, you know, and it's like, what? I've got the munchies, I have to grab an entire tub of whatever and shove it over my head. It's, you know, it's,
All right, everybody, this is a bust.
Like, Cheech and Chong got it right.
This is a bust. Come on, that was a great line.
Great. Again, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, I give this movie a solid 4.5.
Wow. Oh, wow.
That's not bad. Because it did make me laugh. It did have funny things. Linda Blair's hair, if it wasn't like a big Brillo pad, maybe 5 stars. Officers 4 and 1 were really funny.
Are you one?
Yes.
Are you?
They were the really bad stereotypes.
Well, I'm four, whatever he's four.
Exactly. It was a classic comedy sketch, you know. It was.
Or when Billy Barty, when Billy Barty is doing the inspection, and he's walking past the row of cops, and he sees the, you know, because he's down low, so he sees the two cops holding hands, and come on, this is funny. This is
now. Let me ask you, why were they after the unknown comic?
Oh, okay. So let's talk about the plot. So the plot is it's a series of skits until. The Murray Langston is actually moonlighting, so he doesn't want to do the night patrol because
he's not allowed to.
He's moonlighting as the unknown comic, and Billy Barty's like, "Here's somebody moonlighting."
Yeah, there's somebody moonlighting.
So he does it. He hooks up with J.P. Morgan, who's an agent who gets gigs.
J.P. Morgan.
And Dice is another comic who's trying to get J.P. Morgan to...
What was his name? What was he billed as?
Bamboni or Baroni? It was something like... It was like a really...
But he was also... He wasn't Andrew Dice Clay either. He was like Andy Clay.
Was he really?
Let me look that up. But yeah, in the movie, he had a funny name. Like as his character.
I think it was like Baroni or Bamboni or...
Maybe we should look this up before we...
I'm looking.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. That's the way I type.
That's fine. How far is he on this thing? Andrew Dice Clay, he was his character was Tony Baroni.
Tony Baroni.
And his cast was name in the movie was Andy Clay, like in the titles.
Ouch.
But I bet you all of these guys, 95% of these guys are stand-up comedians.
Yeah, no, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it, except Linda Blair.
Yeah. She was a weird straight character in I don't know. I just didn't get the whole thing. I also don't really care for the whole unknown comic. I know he made more sense, and he made more. He had a lot of appeal to people throughout the 80s because he was on
Gong Show,
right? That's really where he became kind of popular.
Yep. I remember liking him as, you know, I was a kid, and I liked his shtick a little bit. And, you know, I fell into that now, I guess. I find myself chuckling at his
schtick.
You know, like, here, I brought pictures of my kids, and it's just other, you know, smaller paper bags. And
right. That was funny. I thought that was a pretty good line. I brought, like, you know, pictures of my family or something like that. Or and he handed out photos of himself.
And there's my grandma and grandpa, and they hand to uh, two people with bags over their heads that are wrinkled. The bags are wrinkled. And
right. So this movie was released in the U.S. On November 16th, 1984. And I can't find any other details. I mean, it was... I'm going to guess that it was filmed in California. Yeah, it was filmed in L.A. There's not... You know, I can't find any numbers on it. The official length of the film should be 87 minutes. So I think I did watch the 87-minute version.
Dope. Okay.
And
let's see. Night Patrol. Box office gross. I'm just curious. I know it got a theatrical release. I guarantee that.
Who owns it now? I wonder.
Yeah, I wonder. How can this be on YouTube and, like, nobody...
A lot of movies are, actually, if you look.
Are they really?
Yeah, I was surprised. Full length. Like, no edits, no, you know, nothing.
Oh.
But I still can't find that stunt movie, Stunt Rock. Can't find it anywhere. I could buy it, but I'm not going to buy it.
Do I have Stunt Rock? I might have that.
No way. If you have Stunt Rock, I need a copy of that.
Let me take a look. I know I can definitely get a copy.
Stunt Rock? Stunt yeah. Rock.
Should we put that on the roadmap for the show?
I don't know. I'd have to watch that. Oh, my God. I think, well, actually, thinking back to this movie, Night Patrol, what are your number one go-to moment in this movie? Like, what is something that...
Okay, here's a perfect...
What's the scene you should have said, watch this first?
This out, okay? I'm not going to be able to get this out. Here's what sums up the movie for me. I mean, the opening, like, credit sequence and, like, for about another 10 minutes. I mean, it just keeps going.
Also, he's pulling somebody over on a moped.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
But he's walking with Pat Paulson, and Pat's talking about, you know, hey, Linda Blair digs you, and he... Murray is like, nah, I don't think so. And Pat is like, well, you should get with Officer, I forget what her name is, Officer whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was with her last night. I fucked her brains out. Oh, here she comes. She comes. Oh, see, I can't do it. I can't.
All right.
She...
You love this movie, don't you?
It's so stupid. I just love it.
Go ahead. Have
to redo the show.
No. But you know, you're laughing this much at it. I mean, there has to be more to the simple joke.
Maybe I do find the jokes funny, like.
You know what the problem is? You make me feel like I don't have a sense of humor, and I think I do. You know, I like silly comedies and everything. And
see, you like Jerry Lewis on that like auteur thing, right? Like where he's like you examine everything closely instead of like just enjoying the pratfalls, or you know, it's a pratfall. You know, he's not. He's not a genius. He's just
well,
does
no.
pratfall.
Well, for instance, I like say a Buster Keaton or Chaplin, and those I will analyze. Jerry Lewis, I think, it's idiotic. Granted, it's very slick, it's very clean, and it's perfect. And I do enjoy The Fall. I enjoy like the ridiculousness of it. The problem with this movie is it never really created a story for me. It never really got... it jumped around so much that I couldn't keep up with
it. It does. It's really sketch. It's really like every scene is just... It's there for a joke, and then it moves on to the next one. Except there's that minimal storyline where he's trying to moonlight... And then there's a faux unknown comic who goes around stealing, you know, stealing and causing crime, and
the fact that a female,
so they have to find him.
A fact that a female created this,
isn't that amazing?
Is amazing,
right? I always thought Jackie Kong was a guy.
Yeah, I thought she was as well.
I just found out she was a woman by finding her website the other day. Well,
you know, Jackie. I mean, it could be anything. Jackie Chan.
Right.
You know, Jackie Coogan. But you know, I try to find the humor, and I think I found a few things that were pretty funny. But I found so much I found just absurd.
Okay,
I wouldn't buy this movie.
I'm going to argue that it is not absurd. It was just again. I think comedy is very subjective, and
of course, oh, you know, films in general are very subjective. And another thing is, you know, I read a bunch of reviews for, you know, Night Patrol. I keep thinking Night Shift, Night Patrol, and everyone said, you know, anybody who doesn't think this is the funniest movie in the world is ridiculous. Sit with a bunch of your friends, put this movie on, and you'll love it by the end. And it could be that what it is the kind of movie that you watch in a group. That a movie...
Yeah, with beer.
Yeah, that...
Lots of beer.
Maybe you surround yourself with friends of yours who are, you know, and you get to be a juvenile for, you know, 87 minutes. And, you know, he could be 110% correct. This isn't the kind of movie you throw on at night after just finishing a rewatch of Rosemary's Baby, which is what I did.
Did you?
Yeah, I watched Rosemary's Baby and then I put this on.
I found
I laughed more in Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, buzzing. I found I'll put this on the show notes too. Like just a collection of reviews of Night Patrol that, you know, they're all negative. You know, they're all like this. You know, they're attacking it for what it is, and it's, yeah, I don't know. It's, they just had the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I hate to say this. It's like they didn't get it, you know.
Well, the movie's not trying.
The New York Times actually enjoyed it, which is like shocking to me.
I mean, that guy got fired.
Yeah, he doesn't work there anymore. It's true, but no, it's Vincent Canby, you know, who's a respected critic, and you know, he just found a little more of the like than I think even you did. Not as much as I did, but otherwise the reviews are all just calling it juvenile and moronic, and you know that's the point of it. I mean,
Well, this movie is nearly 30 years old.
I think it's like calling, you know, you criticize Batman for being a superhero book, you know, movie. You know, I mean, I don't know. It's the wrong critique of it.
Well, like I said before, my number one problem with the movie is that it's written by comedians for comedians. And it just feels like a vehicle for that. So, you know, I like the jokes here and there. I thought that stuff was halfway decent. But I also understand this movie is not trying to be, you know...
It's not trying to be art.
It's not trying to be Jaws. It's not trying to be Raw, something like, you know, like Eddie Murphy's Raw. It's not trying to be a groundbreaking piece of work. It's just trying to be a movie, a fun movie. And I think it accomplishes that. I think it's a silly, ridiculous movie. I think there are much worse movies I've seen. But I wouldn't go back and watch this again. That's what, you know.
How about if you had a bunch of your friends over?
No. I would put American Movie on before I put this on.
Wow. Wow. Suppose they're drinking. Anyway.
I just think there's some... I just don't think this movie is for everyone. But I think that it's worth seeing at least once. Even if it's just, and you know, I mean, the fact that you have, in my opinion, you know, kind of Hollywood, like 1970s rejects, like Linda Blair, who must have really, I mean, this was a real step down, right? I mean,
well, yeah, she's been on a steady downward track since at the time this came out. She had been on a steady downward track already.
I mean, what was she in? I mean, she had already
been in women in prison flicks. She had, you know, been raped by the broom handle in Born Innocent. She was
in, wasn't she in part two of Exorcist?
She was what?
Wasn't she also in part two of The Exorcist?
Which is a great movie. And when
I've heard it's very good. I never saw it. I heard it's pretty good.
She was in Savage Streets, which is on the roadmap for the show.
Let me see.
She was bottoming out.
What year did The Exorcist come out? 73. That's
73
not,
and that's 7, the year I was, 7.
So I was born when that movie came out. I mean, she did movies like, well, Born Innocent was a year after. Airport 75, 1975 was a pretty big movie. Exorcist II, the Heretic? Yeah. She did movies like called like Roller Boogie, which I might want to watch, from 1979.
Yes. Yes, that we should get that on the roadmap. That,
I can almost picture the poster in my head, and I have no idea what it is.
I can send you.
There's Ruckus, Wild Horse Hank. Like, what? She did an episode of Fantasy Island, maybe for Foo Yuck. For Your Consideration.
Okay.
Hell Night. She did a Love Boat. That's not. She
did.
That was in 82.
Ouch.
She Chained Heat, which I think was a pretty controversial movie, if I recall.
Yep, that's one of the women in prison flicks.
Savage Streets, which I think is another, or not. But yeah, then there was Night Patrol, which I think she bottomed out at.
Actually, the sad thing is, she would go even lower.
You mean to We? Well, she did Murder, She Wrote after, yeah.
Oh my God.
But at least that was... I don't know any of these movies until Monsters in 1989.
Till.
MacGyver. She did a lot of... She was in Zapped Again.
She was in Zapped Again?
Yeah, not the first Zapped.
No, there was a second Zapped?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Let me guess, Scott Baio didn't even make it to this one. What do you think? I'm loading
not
it up.
Not Scott Baio, but Willie Ames.
Oh, Willie Ames and that perm. So yeah, he's not in this. It's a movie that Scott Baio wouldn't even do.
Ouch.
In 1990. That what is it? Charles in Charge? I guess it's a Charles in Charge time, right?
Is it? Or no, wasn't that a little later? No, maybe you're right.
I'm thinking that was like 1990, Charles in Charge. Watch it be like 1971. 84. I was so wrong. I was so completely wrong. But it was canceled in 1990. That ran for 6 years. That is unbelievable to me. Five seasons. That is nuts. That blows me away. Anyway.
You didn't watch Charles in Charge?
I did. I just don't recall there being that many episodes.
Oh.
Jeez.
That's at least 5 box sets that you
now,
have.
Now, is Willie Ames still alive? Like, what's his deal? Yeah, he's still alive.
Didn't he, become a priest or a minister or something? Or
last thing he did was in 2006, where he was a narrator for Bug Time Adventures.
Ouch.
And he was in a thing called Bible Man, like a TV series.
Ouch.
Oh, yeah, it's like he's all Jesus'd out here. No offense to Jesus, but... He has,
I was thinking...
Visual Bible for kids.
I was thinking Kirk Cameron. That's who I was thinking.
Oh, yeah, he got, he's found God, I guess. But anyway, back to Linda Blair. I thought that she did a halfway decent job. I don't really think about Linda Blair at all. I think that she was excellent in The Exorcist. I'm sure she was good in part two. Exorcised Again.
You really have not seen Exorcist?
Maybe I've seen it. I mean, it's hard to say.
that's a good one for us to do, because A, I do love the movie. It is beautifully filmed.
It's done. We'll do it for October.
It's okay. It's got a, I want to get everybody to watch Exorcist 2, because.
Great. Do you want to do it next for the next episode?
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
It's October. It's October in 2 days.
Dude, I don't know if you you know what you're getting into here.
I might have to rewatch the first one just so I can. Yeah. No, I love the first one. I think the first one is a really great movie.
Even the version you haven't seen yet?
What do you mean?
Put in the spider walk and.
Wait, what?
You don't know about this?
Wait, what do you mean there's a version I haven't seen?
The version you haven't seen because they re-released it?
That just happened like 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, it's relatively recent.
No, I didn't see that. Did you?
I did, yes.
Hey, why don't we do an episode on The Exorcist and Exorcist 2?
Okay, I can do that.
I mean, it's a lot of TV, right? I mean, movies, but it's, you know, let's start October off right.
It's funny, I don't think I have. I must have The Exorcist. No, I have The Exorcist 2, but I don't have The Exorcist.
I haven't.
You have it?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so, you know, it's written. That's great. I'd also like to just say, you know, Young Frankenstein I'd like to do sometime in October. I think it would be fun to do.
Yep, yep.
Maybe about, a little lighter.
What about, what was I thinking? Oh, Abbott and Costello and Frankenstein.
That's all. Yeah, I think that would be great. But then let's choose something really scary. What's the scariest horror movie that you can imagine?
That's tough.
Ghostbusters? Ghostbusters 2? Yeah, I'm thinking. Well,
I don't know if a Serbian film ranks as horror, but...
The Eye, maybe the original Japanese Eye. I've never seen version.
The Jap horror.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Japanese. Asian now?
Yes.
They're not even Japanese, they're Asian. Asian horror. And I've been spoiled by the American remakes, which are terrible.
Like The Grudge.
Ugh. There was one of The Eye with Jessica Alba, and I was like, wow, this is what scares Japanese people? I mean, it was just really...
No, but you have to see The Eye without Jessica Alba. You know, you have to see the original.
Really? I mean, is Asian horror good? Have you seen much? Or?
I've seen a little bit here and there to know that it's scary.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
It's good. It's done very dark and very gloomy and very modern. You know, how about The Conjuring or Amityville Horror?
I can do the Amityville Horror.
I think you would like The Conjuring.
I know you liked it. I'm just like, I'm always suspicious of current horror.
Okay, let's do Amityville. It's classic. I lived 5 minutes away from that house.
So you will have a lot of stories to tell.
Yes, being that I did... Well, what about Poltergeist? Because I did live in the town where Poltergeist took place.
I wish we could do, like, all three.
I think we could. I wish we could just do horror movies for the rest of the existence of the podcast.
But, like, I even suggested, like, Halloween 4, 5, 6, because, because it's all a story. It's all one story. And
yes. It's a big job, but I would be willing.
Films is epic. But even like, you know, I want to do Poltergeist, but I also want to do 2 and 3 because they get progressively cheesier and...
It's like the sequels to Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you know? It gets crazier, but not scary.
Right, right. Oh, the latest remake in 3D is on cable tomorrow night, so I have to... Let me set that.
The latest remake of which?
Texas Chainsaw.
Oh, really? What part is that?
I think it's the reboot.
Of which one? The first?
Of the first. Or it takes place immediately following the first.
You know, I like Rob Zombie. I think he's got a good eye for some detail, but I don't know. I can't get into his movies.
Really? I wanted to see...
I don't hate them. I don't know. I don't know if you can get
Lords of Salem. We should do that.
Good. I mean, I could buy it for you, sure.
I have the book. No, don't buy it.
No, what is it called?
Lords of Salem. It's his latest horror flick that is supposed to be...
You know what? I heard him talking about that.
It's supposed to be at least better than Halloween or Halloween 2 that he did.
You know, those weren't too bad.
Man, you're kidding me, right?
I think.
Like the second one? Did you see the second one? With the unicorn or the horse?
No, definitely not. I wouldn't see that. I wouldn't see a movie with the unicorn in it. I'm sorry. I wouldn't see the movie. All right, so the next episode is going to definitely be... I'm sorry. I'm just drawing a complete blank. Exorcist 1 and 2, right?
Okay.
All right. This is going to be a Linda Blair.
Spectacular. This is going to be our mascot.
But she's done a lot of horror movies.
She has, and she's done Roller Boogie,
and Married with Children.
She was on Married with Children?
One episode.
Oh my God, really?
Probably a guest star, you know what I mean? They probably like riffed off the whole Exorcist thing.
She was probably friends in real life with, what's her name?
I forget her name. But, you know, all right, so definitely Exorcist 1 and 2 for the next episode. And down the pike, Young Frankenstein, Abbott and Costello meet who? The Wolfman? There's Dracula.
Well, we could do the Frankenstein one, I guess.
Did they meet Dracula?
Yeah, he's in that one.
Or is it the vampire? I don't know.
Ooh, Hell Knight. We could do a Linda Blair Hell Knight. Possessed.
You know what? We'll talk about this off the podcast. Thank you very much for getting together, Chris. Check out...
I'm sorry that film was a bust for you.
It wasn't a total bust. I got to see it, you know. It was no Leonard Part 6. Like, I mean, Leonard Part 6 was a true, true disaster on celluloid. All right, man. Thanks a lot. Talk to you next time. And check us out at fuyuck.com. fuyuck.com. Subscribe to this podcast. Talk to you later and see you next time.
You're coming on like you're my best friend. I know you'd like to think my life depends on you.
Why don't you stop?
Why don't you take a listen round? If your thoughts don't make a sound, why don't you change your way of thinking? If you're gonna make a run, boy, better make it fast. If you're gonna make a big noise, better make it last.
What an audience. All right. Woo-hoo. Okay, I'm telling you. Yeah, I just flew in from Las Vegas. Yeah, what a bummer. I got air sick and nobody knew. Yo, yeah. Got me staying at the Sahara Hotel. What a weird hotel. I called the desk clerk. Then I got a leak in my sink. He said, go ahead. Yeah, things are going pretty good, though. Yeah, I just moved in an apartment over a bank. Yeah, which is great because now my asset's over $10 million. Boy, you people have amazing control. Yeah. I got a joke for you that's going to make your boobies fall off. Well, you already heard it. Oh, I'm just kidding. Actually...